The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Vuse, we're vapor done right. Always simple. Always in your pocket. So you can focus on what really matters, like getting back to your podcast. Find out more at Vuse.com. That's Vuse.com.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRBC.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are live in Miami, Florida. The Titans get the 28-27 win over the Miami Dolphins last night on Monday Night Football at Hard Rock Stadium. We're at the Lowe's Hotel in Coral Gables. Appreciate them and Medical House Calls for being a part of our coverage here in Miami. Chase McCabe with you. And the Tennessean, you were voted as the Tennessean columnist of the year. Is
the
that right?
Best of Music City 2023, a big poll. The Tennessean that did this. And for some odd reason, I won columnist of the year. I do a lot of writing for Main Street Media. I have articles each week in like 19 of their papers. And for some reason, I won the award. So thanks to all who voted for me. It's an honor I do not take lightly, and I'm very humbled by that. I do not deserve it, but thank you for that and for the shout out.
I just want to know when I'm going to be featured in your Dear Joe column.
You are this week.
Am I?
For your caring attitude towards Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
And the way you asked DeAndre Hopkins to stick around and get interviewed, because he was out the door faster than I thought a Dolphins DB was covering him.
Yeah, no, him up with it. What was funny is, like, I see him out of the corner of my eye. He's trying to sneak out, and I ask him, and he just kind of gives me this half grin of, like, you got me.
Yeah. No, he was good. And then I think he was agitated, irritated, annoyed when some other media members came over that I'm not sure he really enjoys talking to. All started to butter him up. And then I asked him, and I said, you know, my theme last night was, what do you want fans to know about this team? Because you've been ripped apart. They've been coming at you left and right. What do you want the team that, you know, fans about this team? He's like, well, you want me to give you a PSA right now? I'm like, I'll just give me a
yeah, no, like that was something. He was like, I'm not gonna do a PSA on this, you know, this yeah. team or whatever. It's yeah. just like you either believe it or you don't. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
Because we asked Derrick Henry about things. I just let the fans know that we come to work and we fight out every single day. And Vrabel, the same thing. It was like, you know, this team fights hard. You know, we've lost some tough ones, but don't give up on us. We're going to come yeah. to this building and fight hard every day. And that was a great soundbite from Mike last night.
So two coaching moments for Mike Vrabel that he deserves praise for. And, you know, there are two that he probably, if it doesn't work, will get crap for today. And that's just kind of a part of it. Thomas alluded to it at the end of the last hour on the phone call that because I looked at Lehman, I go, well, probably just sit on it here because they got the ball back with, I think, like 34 seconds left in the half at the end of the first half. And we both agreed, like, yeah, you probably sit on it. Well, they don't. They huddled up. They were in the huddle. And I'm like, well, you don't huddle up to take a knee. So
right.
they're going to try something. And they end up getting downfield and getting 3 points out of it. And I thought, and look, they got to the goal line. They could have easily gotten 7 points out of it. But they marched downfield, and I think they got some help on some penalties that, you know, that got them down there. But I thought that was – that turned out to be a good decision to try and get points before the half because you weren't going to get the ball back because Miami had won the toss and they deferred to the second half. And so I thought that was a good one. And then because 4065, and again, taking your calls and your text, 615-737-1025 said, I thought it was crazy to go for two, but it was a huge coaching call. Kudos to Vrabel.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I when they lined up to go, when I saw him hold up the two fingers and you said in the press box, you were like, wait, he's going for two.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was like, you know what? put yourself in position to win the ball game. You know, you've been in a dogfight here, so put yourself in position to win the game, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, Dolphins fans, got like 300,000 members on it. It says, here's the one stat last night which shows you how devastating and awful this loss was. The Titans were the first NFL team ever to be down 14 points with less than 3 minutes left and win without overtime. We told Titans PR that last night. They're like, surely that's not – that can't be right. And that's right. You know, so that's the first team to be down that much and come back and win. So it was crazy. So good for them.
Chip in Murfreesboro, guys love the covering, especially all the tweets last night. Also, Joe, I'll join you in your backpedaling drills. I'm now on the Vrabel bandwagon.
Yes. Look, we're going to do it. We're going to meet at McGavick tomorrow at 3. We're going to do backpedaling drills. Anybody wants to show up and join us? Because I'll admit, I was wrong. I thought the Dolphins would win by 40 last night. And that was such not the case.
Will we be pole vaulting tomorrow, Joe? Sure.
What was that?
Will we be pole vaulting tomorrow? Is that a part of the backpedal drills?
No, we're doing pole vaulting in the spring. Yeah. We're going to do Chase's friends from FRA are going to help us
well,
out.
Well, here's what I think. This is what we need to do. And let's go ahead and start the planning process, because I feel like we come up with some good ideas and sometimes I don't see the light of day. The Chase and Big Joe Olympics.
We're going to do that.
Because the Olympics are coming up,
right?
But or the combine, we could, however we want to put it, because we could come up with all these drills that we have to do, and we could raise money for a charity. And if we get to a certain amount, well, the more drills we do.
Yeah. So here's the deal: the Olympics.
I will pole vault if it's for charity.
The Olympics in 2024 are in Paris, France. The Chase and Big Joe Olympics is going to be in Paris, Tennessee. So we'll go up there to all of our friends in Henry County. We're coming for you in the spring. Well, then, Dr. Crane, you'll drive the bus up there with us.
But what if we did, you know, in March we could do the combine. So yeah. we could do some backpedaling drills. We could do some, you know, quarterback drills or whatever.
Do
the 40-yard
broad jump.
We can do a 40-yard dash.
Broad jump. Like all these things that we can't do that are just going to make people laugh.
Yeah, you can't say broad anymore. That's Archie Bunker.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
The jump.
Yeah, something like that. You know who's not going to do the long jump with us? Chris Sanders. That dude jumped like 75 feet. He's not invited to do this.
Andrew in Dover, tighten up, baby. Can't wait to see Levis keep growing, get a little more help blocking, and one top receiver to go with Hopkins. Sign Henry for 2 more years so he can break the franchise record and retire a Titan and go all out the next 2 years with Henry and Hopkins and build your young core. That's Andrew from Dover. I'm going to agree with you on everything you just said. I still think you try and bring Derrick Henry back on a 2-year deal.
Yeah, why not?
You know, you got 80. I saw an article this weekend that everybody been saying the Titans are probably going to have like $100 million in cap space. More than likely, it's going to be about 85, which is still really good. You bring Tannehill's going to be gone, so you'll save some money there. You keep Hopkins for 1 more year. You bring Henry back on a 2-year deal. Throw some incentives in there to make it all work. You know, you can manipulate the cap all you want, and then you have that with a young core. Tajay Spears is showing he's a dude, but I still think having the more of a smash and dash mentality like they did with Lindell White and Chris Johnson, do that with Chris with Derrick Henry. I almost called him Chris Henry. Do that with Derrick Henry and Spears. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, come back, But I'm not going to fault Derrick Henry if he wants to chase the Super Bowl championship.
No, not at all.
Someplace else. I don't do that. But all those last night is that when the job needed to get done, and like always with Derrick Henry's career, when the job needs to get done, you give him a little space, he's going to pound it and get it in there. So he's also become the third running back in history to have 10 touchdowns in 6 straight years, joining LaDainian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson. I think that's a correct stat last night. So he's putting up these great numbers with Hall of Fame guys on and on and on. But
he is. And look, I mean, we're not going to do this today because we've had this conversation, but being in company with guys like that, that's Hall of Fame company.
Yep. Oh, I totally agree with you.
And I think, I'd love to see him stay here and reach that 10,000-yard threshold and truly be in the conversation for that. But we'll see what they end up doing. Because the other thing is, as you look at this reset, rebuild, however you want to put it, how far off do you really think they are if they do it right? if they, okay, you found the quarterback. To me, that's the hardest piece.
Okay.
You have the quarterback.
Yep.
All right. You have
a great change of pace running back.
You have a great change of pace running back. You need the receiver because Hopkins is older and only going to be here one more year likely. And Burks is not it.
Burks is so not it.
Burks is not it. So
Chig is not it. Chig is regret.
You need a tight end.
God, there's a long list.
And you need, to me on offense, like the top three is you need the left tackle, the center, tight end, wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, the four cornerstones of a good football team are the left tackle, quarterback, defensive end, and a shutdown corner.
Yeah, so and you need that on.
So if this left tackle guy from Maryland comes out and play good, is it Duncan? What's his name?
Yeah, Jalen Duncan.
He can go out and play good. You got Duncan, you got Skoronski, go and get yourself a center. But the receiver part's scary.
Those don't grow on trees.
No, and you know, Chris Moore has shown flashes, but I think Levis now is his go-to is Hopkins.
Yeah,
to throw the ball down the field and get it to him.
But you trust him.
There are still a lot of holes, but you need to compare yourself. You only need to get the playoffs because you got to be better than three teams, right? That's it.
Yeah,
better than the Jags, better than the Texans, better than the Colts. You have to be better than those three teams that get you in the playoffs each and every year. And I think with a few pieces, they can be.
I think you're going to really like Josh's text. I believe the best thing for the Titans for the rest of the season is to let Levis play, whether he throws 60 INTs or 60 TDs.
Amen. That's how Favre did. Look, when Favre came over from the Falcons to the Packers, even when he played for the Falcons in 91, he was a gunslinger. I mean, throwing interceptions left and right. And the Packers let him do it. And he still threw a lot of interceptions late in his career. But he also took the chance to gamble, throw the ball down the field, let him do this. Yeah, and let him make the mistakes. Let him go forward. Like when Manning in 98, 3-13 was not good, but he learned from all that. And the next year they went 13-3 and got to the playoffs. Let him learn. Let him go. And I think they understand that now.
Andrew, LMAO, oh, yeah, we got to re-sign the guy with 17 attempts for 34 yards. Any scrub on a minimum deal could pound it in from the two. Spears receiving is the future. I don't know if Derrick Henry like refused to take a picture with Andrew or sign something for him, but this dude has hated Derrick Henry. He's the only person in the world that hates Derrick Henry.
We're not. Somebody's hammering across.
That did sound like something else, but
yeah, we're good. We're good right now.
That was definitely hammering. And 3280 says Henry doesn't fit the scheme anymore and is too expensive. I disagree. I still think there's a place for him. But you know, do I think they're going to end up bringing him back? Probably not, but I think they should.
Well, would you go out and, Devontae Foreman played really well in 21 when,
sure.
You know, somebody like that. And look, you're never going to find anybody within 75% of a Derrick Henry. I get all that, but if it's time to go move on, it's time to move on and you applaud him for what he's done here.
615-737-1025. Is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com taking your reaction to the Titans' win last night on Monday Night Football, again, live in Miami today here at the Lowe's Hotel in Coral Gables.
Yeah, thank you so much again to the Lowe's Coral Gables Hotel for just the love and making Chase and I. Look, we are far from MVPs, but they've made us feel like MVPs down there. So thank you, Lowe's Coral Gables. If you're headed to Miami, this is where you need to stay. It's convenient to everything in this city. It's perfect, and it's so nice. Also, shout out to Medical House Calls for the sponsorship and the teammate that we have with them. We thank you so much, Chuck McDowell, and your team over there. Check them out online at Medical House Calls.
Chase and Big Joe live in Miami today, 1025-1063. The game, taking your calls and texts, 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're in Miami, but Nick Frazier back in the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. And, of course, the Chase and Big Joe show presented by Regal Realty Group here on 1025-1063, The Game.
Yeah, just let people know, I talked to Frank Wycheck's brother, Teddy, yesterday, and he said that it's difficult. They're hurting, but he really appreciates all the love on social media, all the shout outs and people reaching out to the family, caring and telling the family what Frank meant to them. Even if they didn't know this particular person, he wanted to say thank you for all the love and that they're getting through this. It's tough, but again, they're very appreciative of all the comments and the memories regarding Frank. So hang in there, Teddy. I know you listen most days. We love you, man. And we're here from you.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, had the opportunity to meet Teddy a few times and hang out with him and their mom and,
yep.
Out at Frank's house. And one of a really cool night, D-Mace came, Hair Metal Henry, our buddy, his wife Laura, you know, they were all very close with Frankie. So, and I love the the intro that Mike Keith did last night on Titans Radio, talking about the impact that Frank had as a player early on in the Titans' tenure here, and then when he shifted into radio and being the color analyst for Titans Radio, he said, you know, Frank would give you his opinion whether you wanted it or not.
Right.
And that was his Philly roots. That wasn't Frank Wycheck. That was Frankie from Philly. And that's exactly what he was and, you know, would not hold back. And that's what you got.
Yep.
For so many years on morning radio and with Mark Howard and Kevin Ingram.
He would have loved that win last night. So
that was a Frank Wycheck type of win. Yep. And a lot of people have even said, you know, Miracle 2.0 and all those things.
Yeah.
I mean, I kept waiting for, you know, this is going to come down to the last play of the game, and all of a sudden you're going to see Chigakonkwo throw a lateral. You know,
no, we don't want to see that. Well, the Gottenbrook catch a pass. We don't want to see
that too. But
no way.
But yeah, so a lot of you obviously feeling good today and weighing in as we take your calls and your texts on our phone line 615-737-1025. Is that phone number if you want to weigh in on the Titans' win last night. Let me find the texters. Okay, so Andrew, we gave him a hard time. He says, I actually like Henry. Loved him up until 2020, but I know running backs are the easiest cheap piece to find. I never want any running back that costs over $2 million. $2 million running back and $8 million wide receiver over $10 million running back all day, every day. Yeah, and you and I have gone back and forth on this for years now, Andrew, and I always appreciate you listening. And I agree with you on pretty much anybody, but Derrick Henry is, to me, in a different category than most running backs.
Yeah.
He's not your average running back that you find on the shelf at Walmart. You got to go to a special store to get Derrick Henry.
Well, not only that, but if you get him on a decent offensive line, he's going to be fantastic. But you don't have the guys up front pushing and moving the line and everything, you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, for years, Walter Payton said, without Jimbo Covert and the guys up front, he would have never gotten anywhere. Well, Walter Payton came in the league. The Bears were awful. They had a terrible offensive line, and Payton still got his yards, but it was tough. And once he got offensive line, that pushed the pile for him and pushed the line of scrimmage, he did great. And Derek had that in 2018 and 2019 with Conklin, Lawan, and Ben Jones, and Saffold, and all that. He doesn't have it now. Build a little bit of that around him. Get a couple more years out of it. But regardless, it's about the now. You know, they got the big win last night over the Dolphins when nobody thought they would do it last night. We're on the Vrabel bandwagon. At least for this week, we are. We'll admit it. And a lot of you fans are also on the text line are the same way. And they got to come there and get the win and to shut up a lot of the national media and shut up a lot of the local media too. Congrats to Vrabel and the Titans and all 53 men in that locker room last night.
Yeah, and also like this narrative of they need a tank. It screws up the draft pick. Like now they can't get a top five draft pick. You know what? That may all well be true. But I've seen a lot of good talent come out of the first round overall. Seen bad talent come out of the first round. But, you know, I think winning does a lot for a football team, especially a young football team. And to give guys like Will Levis and Tajay Spears, you know, and Peter Skoronski, Jalen Duncan, give them confidence to go on a big stage like that on Monday night to get that kind of win.
Right.
That does a lot for their growth moving forward.
It does. This guy said left the Miami Dolphins locker room last night. They were shell-shocked. Answers few and far between for a defense that was number one in the league-wide between weeks 8 and 13 could give up two long touchdown drives in the game's final 5 minutes to lose at home for the first time since last December. But the short version, based on the words and observations, the Dolphins stopped running before they hit the tape, had players in new positions struggling to execute their assignments, and had some of their biggest starts play their worst at the worst possible time. Miami, you don't get to do that. The Titans forced you into playing bad football. The Titans forced you into those mistakes last night. You can describe however you want to about Miami shot themselves in the foot, but it takes two to tango, and the Titans last night made the Dolphins pay for their mistakes. Hell, we saw the game. We were live there. Titans tried to hand the game to Miami. Here, take it. Miami's like, you know what? We're good. We're full. Why don't you take it? The Titans are like, I guess we'll take it. The Titans took it.
They sure did. And like I said, that's just going to do a lot for a team's confidence. Mike Vrabel is going to speak at noon today. So they got back late last night. I mean, it was after midnight. We're still standing in the locker room, so I know they got back late last night. But He'll be addressing the media today at noon.
Yeah, we got to the car, I think, at 1:30 in the morning, and the buses, we saw the buses leaving.
Yeah.
We didn't get lost leaving the stadium last night, because we only walked about 6 miles to get around and where we got our steps in. Yeah, and all that. So, but again, thank you to the Miami Dolphins PR staff. It was wonderful. Thank you to Robbie and the Titans PR staff, too. It was wonderful for allowing us to kind of hang out and get everything done last night. So thank you.
Yes, and thank you to the one security guard that was actually checking field passes. So
we almost got there. Teron Davenport's like, come on down.
Come on down, guys.
We bypassed four security people because Chase and I had the saying, just act like you belong, and we did until one guy decided to do his job last
night.
Well,
to be honest with you, I didn't even realize there was two different kind of passes, but whatever.
Yeah. You know. So he did his job, and then you played like, oh, we're not supposed to be here. We apologize. I don't know what we're doing here. We're so sorry. And
my dad taught me a lot of things, but two very important things when you're in situations like this were, one, act like you know what you're doing and that you belong there. And two, when you get caught, act like a dumbass.
wise words. We're broadcasted live from the beautiful Lowe's Coral Gables in Miami. If you're headed down to Miami for any kind of event, party, anything, I'm telling you guys, stay here. It is a beautiful hotel, and it's convenient to everything in Miami. And thank you, and big shout out to the Lowe's Coral Gables for all the hospitality.
Coming up next, we'll talk to Jonathan Hutton from OutKick, get his thoughts on the Titans' win last night. We'll do that. That is ahead here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, live in Miami here at the Lowe's Hotel in Coral Gables. Appreciate them for having us, and also Medical House Calls. Titans get the win last night, 28-27 on Monday Night Football. To talk more about that, we say hello to Jonathan Hutton. Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow, weekdays from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan, and with the OutKick Network. Hutt, good morning. It's exactly what we all thought we would be talking about today, right?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's like the it's like the records were reversed last night. Hope the weather is just beautiful in Miami.
It's been very nice. It's a little chilly, but had some sun here. But I mean, I just look at this win last night, and we were in Vrabel's press conference, and you know how it is on the road. You're in a small room, and so you're right there on top of each other. But you could just really feel it with him. Of that was a win that can do so much for the young players on his football team, that just give them a confidence that maybe they didn't have going into this one. It wasn't pretty. They shot themselves in the foot a couple of times along the way, but for them to close it out like they did and get that win, what does that do moving forward, especially for a guy like Will Levis?
Well, it's big for Will Levis. It is big for Kelly, Tim Kelly. It's big for an offensive line late in the game that was able to give the quarterback some time to make some throws. Big for just the prove-it moments for some of these players, like Tajay Spears or Chigakonkwo, who put up a nice performance. There are other elements to all of this. Big for Mike Vrabel as well. Let's also say that, because there has been more chatter about what's going on behind the scenes and his message, where he wants to be, all of these different things. And while this may be the last one of the season, it's a win. They're not getting close and then throwing in the towel. They're not waving the white flag after December the 6th like they did a year ago. This is going against one of the top teams in the AFC, and this is a win on the road that no one thought was coming. I went on Channel 5 last night for a pregame, and I said the Dolphins are going to win 33-12. yeah. No, it was 20. It was looking that way with 4.5 minutes to play. Except there was 13 points on the board, but you get my point. Like the way that they pulled that comeback was nuts. And it was there will be those that say, I want a higher pick and all this stuff. Those are the same people that have an issue with the losses as well. And if you're going to nitpick and find problems with the roster, That's fine. And by the way, that is absolutely fair. Find problems with the head coach on down. Absolutely fair. But when the team goes out and wins a game in December and does it with the players that they have, that is to be commended, because I think that can also help this team no different than having a pick in the top five. And I say that because of the position that I think this team is going to be after. They're not going to be drafting a quarterback. So because of that, in a weekend where the Bears win, in a weekend where you look around and you see some wins by the Jets, the Giants win last night, all of the teams that are ahead of you right now in whatever pick you're after, everybody's winning across this this landscape of quote-unquote April's draft. I want to see this team actually show some sack and win a game in December. We saw that against one of the top teams in the league, and they did it on the road on Monday night where they were supposed to get throttled. No one thought it was going to be 70-20, but, I mean, could it have been at 45-10? Sure it could have. And I thought, given all the factors, I was shocked. I mean, I told you my final score prediction. I was shocked that they pulled the comeback when they did. And I think that's something that you can look at in a locker room. You can find out who wants to be a part of a rebuild. You can find out about who's part of the solution and not part of the problem. And at least we found some solutions last night.
That's a great, great point. We're talking to Jonathan Hutton this morning here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. It's funny, you know, Hutton, I said yesterday that the Dolphins would win 52-13 because I looked at their last couple of games. The defense for the Dolphins has been playing fantastic. The offense has been putting up numbers. But in the back of my mind, the Raiders came in here a few weeks ago and kind of had a little blueprint. The Dolphins won 20-13. But never in my wildest, you know, imagination, I think the Titans would do that. You had a good point, though. Who wants to be here? That is a great point. And I think last night we saw who wants to be here because they had a lot of unnamed guys that maybe, you know, we don't know a lot about, who really stepped up tonight. And Vrabel talked about that, Jonathan, about, I asked him, I said, tell me about these unnamed guys, you know, these undrafted guys who people really don't know a lot about. I mean, should they realize what the situation they're in or just play football? And he's like, we just want to play football. A great response, but that's a great point by you about last night about this team just going out and who wants to be here.
Well, and it doesn't have to be the young guys either. You know who wants to be here is DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins has been a hit. And watching him play last night, I'm thinking that the record and the season, the young quarterback, that can help in the development of Will Levis. But also, Hopkins in the preseason, again, you can point to the teams that wanted him, but the Patriots and the Titans that apparently offered. But when you consider what he's producing, Joe, and then also keep in mind that the leading receiver last year was Robert Woods, and his total was a little over 500 yards at the end of the year, and it ranked 77th in the NFL. Right now, DeAndre Hopkins, 898 receiving yards, and that's 16th in the NFL. It's his best season since 2020. Derrick Henry now has 10 rushing touchdowns for the sixth consecutive season. And I'm looking around thinking, okay, the two guys that they didn't trade away are helping them win a game like this, even though it was a game where Derrick Henry finishes with the lowest total we've seen with a guy that had 17 or more carries. It's the fewest rushing yards of his career with at least 17 carries. But the trend that continues as the Titans win games is that Will Levis is 11 for 16, 167 yards when on passing on first down. The only Titans game that was better on first down was Ryan Tannehill against the Chargers. So they did well. They stayed in front of the chains on drives where they had penalties and they, you know, helped the defense. They punted. They start slow. They didn't possess the football. They got down. But, you know, going back to Hopkins, Joe, I'm going to point to the vets, but we can certainly dive into the younger guys. But, I mean, the big catch that he had right before half that set up the field goal should not be forgotten. I mean, those are the moments, too, in this game that set up what they did. And, oh, by the way, let's also start with the head coach who time and time and time again – has settled for field goals. He goes for two. They get it. And then they can kick the extra point to get the win.
Amazing. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to combine two questions, Jonathan, and I want to get your answer on this. Is that I know you knew Frank well. You love Frank.
Yeah.
We're all going to miss Frank. Tell me, and you spend a lot of time with Frank, tell me how much Frank Wycheck, Jonathan, would have enjoyed that win last night by the Titans.
He would have been in his element, Joe. Frankie had a lot of struggles, man. And I sat behind him on the team flights and heard about them, witnessed them, saw them. He would have escaped those struggles in that game. I thought about that when the finish. He would have been in his element, and he would have loved it. He would have been laughing on the walk down to the team bus, thinking about the way that they won the game, but also the fact that, you know, that's pretty typical for a team with backs against the wall to show up and do something like that. But he would have loved it for the fans. Frank Wycheck was a fans player. He was a guy's guy, and got along with practically everybody. And if you couldn't get along with Frank Wycheck, or Frank Wycheck didn't like you, that was a you problem, because he was one of the most genuine dudes that I came across, either as a young college kid just looking for someone to give me some advice, or, trying to figure out who was legit and who wasn't, who was real, not fake. And there are a lot of those people in every line of work, line of business. But in some cases, you don't want to meet some of the players or the coaches that you see on TV because they're the exact opposite behind the scenes. He was not that. He was even better behind the scenes. And he's dependable for Steve McNair. And for me, he was dependable in the fact that he was going to be the same guy, whether he was on the air, off the air, on the team bus, at the team hotel, or walking down a hallway and chatting with somebody. And like many of us, he loved a good laugh. He really enjoyed helping others whenever he could, and he also enjoyed a good prank. And he certainly got me a few times on that too. He loved to razz people. He treated the Titans radio crew like we were part of the locker room, and that was. I'm very fortunate to say that I was friends with Frank Wycheck, and he will certainly be missed.
Very well said, Hutt. Appreciate you sharing that. And hey, appreciate you joining us today after a Titans victory, and we'll do it again next week.
That sounds good, guys. Look, it's the next month. A month in the NFL is an eternity. Trust me when I say there will be positioning for draft picks. Enjoy the victory if you're a fan of this team, because the fan base needed to watch that too after what we've seen this team do on the field the last couple of months here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is Jonathan Hutton from Outkick.
Hey, and don't regret going to Monday Night Football now. Enjoy Miami, guys. Prop up next to the pool.
Oh, we will. Don't worry. Don't you worry. He is Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow is the show. Weekdays from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. We will come back, put a bow on things here in Miami, and also celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, live in Miami, Coral Gables, to be precise, at the Lowe's Hotel. Appreciate them for having us for the last couple of days and our coverage down here. Also, medical house calls for being on board with us. If you miss any of our show, you just heard me say it. I'll say it again. Check us out on demand, thegamenashville.com. But the Titans get the win last night here in Miami on Monday Night Football. Two Monday night games going on. I know the Manning cast, I think was, I didn't get to watch any of it, but I had people say that they were talking about the Titans game and they were talking about the other game. So I don't know if they were bouncing back and forth, but Nate Bargatze was a guest on there. Taylor Lewan, Will Compton. Pretty cool that they were on that as well, but there's some things obviously they got to clean up still, but you got to like the resiliency and especially some of the throws that Will Levis made last night. You know, on that the drive that ended with I think one of the Henry touchdowns, but Levis, the wind just took your cup away. but Levis made two really big, aggressive, awesome throws. He also made two throws that could have easily been intercepted. And that's what I'm talking about, of the line, you know, between being aggressive and also being smart and making good plays. He's going to learn as he goes. He's a young quarterback.
Let him make mistakes. Let him have fun. Let him just go out there and wing it. And the best decision was put him in at quarterback after the coming back from London. He torched the Falcons that game. We've just seen signs of it. You know, in the press conference last night when he came in the room, amazingly humble.
Oh, yeah.
But confident.
Yep.
Gave credit to everybody else. So I'm just trying to help this team get to the next level. But you kind of liked that presence last night, which he exuded. And, again, Will Levis.
I think he's waiting for the new episode of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, the line was, you know, the Miami Dolphins are on the in-season Hard Knocks right now on HBO. And somebody said, hey, Gentry asked this from the Tennessee, asked this, said, hey, have you been watching Hard Knocks? He's like, haven't seen a single episode, but I will watch this week's episode. I'm like, yes. Great
that
line.
That was fantastic. Speaking of having fun, it's time, as we always do, to get to celebrity birthdays. Celebrity Birthdays is brought to you by Zach Piller and his new Instagram account. Follow Zach on Instagram at ZachPillerDesign69 and step into his world.
All right, Dr. Crane, you have to keep tally. Is that okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
You better keep tally.
Because the wind has just blown everything away, except my hair. All right, first birthday, Chase. You ready?
Yep.
Actress Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly. Wait, is she who... Who's she married to?
She used to be married to the guy, the bad guy in the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. I'm going to say she is 42.
48.
53. Wow.
Okay. Doesn't look it. Blossom. Mayim Bialik?
Who?
Blossom. The girl who played Boss on the TV show.
Oh. Okay. I was like, I don't know who that is.
She guest hosted Jeopardy after Alex Trebek passed away. Bialik.
Wait, was she also on Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I would know her from. Okay. More. 48.
44.
48 exactly.
Boom.
Job chaser. Country singer lives in Nashville, Connie Francis.
From the show Nashville? No.
Or just no, that's
singer. I'm thinking of a different
year. Connie Britton.
Yeah. I don't know. 62.
I'm gonna go 54.
86. Yeah. Singer Dionne Warwick.
58.
65.
83. Singer guitar player Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers.
81.
84.
80.
Boom, got it.
Actor Whoa. Wings Hauser was in one of the best movies of all time called The Hitcher and the movie with Blade Runner.
69.
74.
76. Gymnast turned actor Kathy Rigby. Dr. Crane won that.
I know, so it's 2-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kathy Rigby... 67.
Come on, Kathy. Tell me you're around 72.
71.
Okay.
2-2.
Singer percussionist Sheila E.
43.
Sheila, you are 52.
She is 66. And with that, we're done. What's the score?
2-1, Chase.
Chaser. Proud of you, buddy.
Okay. Thank you. Well done. Are you sure it's not 2-2?
I'm sorry. It is 2-2. I looked at the wrong page. It is 2-2. I have tally marks.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Dr. Crane, you had one job.
I could have very easily just taken that victory, and it would have been tainted, and I don't do that.
Yeah,
so
good
we'll
job.
Take the push. That's
Thank
fine.
You, Chase. Job. I appreciate the honesty there.
Hey, it's gotten me this far. Again, thanks to everybody that's been a part of our coverage here in Miami. It's been a fun few days. Again, our thoughts and prayers with everybody back in Nashville and Clarksville that were affected by the storms. You can go to CFMT.org. That's the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee and the United Way of Greater Nashville. They've activated emergency relief funds. Again, CFMT.org. And thanks to everybody involved with our coverage here in Miami.
Yeah, really thank shout out to Lowe's Coral Gables for the hospitality. You guys are awesome. A beautiful hotel. If you come to Miami, just stay here. And also thanks to Medical House Calls for the teamwork on this. MedicalHouseCalls.com. Check the website out there. Fantastic. And so we do every morning is we leave you guys to our guys out there. We'll let you guys know that we love you. If you're struggling, it's okay. 988 on your cell phone. Please call and talk to somebody. As we say every day on the show, we love you, and our world is a better place because you are here, and I want you guys to know that.
Amen to that. 89 smiling down today after the Titans win. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming up next to talk more about that here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.